As the song goes, the kids might be all right, but their grandparents aren't doing so well. The U.S. Census recently found that the number of people living in poverty fell for some age groups last year. That's good. But it went up for people older than 65. Experts say this could be part of a long-term trend for seniors who don't have much of a financial safety net. Robin Farzad is the host of the public radio show Full Disclosure. So, Robin, we can imagine, but how did the pandemic send seniors deeper into poverty?
The pandemic reset so many things. You can almost imagine it as a kind of an asteroid-type event. But, you know, to mix metaphors here, we're talking about the social safety net, and this is frayed in so many ways. Think about the single mother with the child in Zoom school who had to struggle to keep a job. So do I lean on my mom or my mother-in-law? And then my mom or mother-in-law's income is then depleted, mm-hmm. or she can't work for as long as she wants. And there's so many ripple effects, to say nothing about the inflation that came out of this pandemic, yeah. and the way that kids were backstopped with an earned income tax credit, but elderly people just have not seen the same. Some of them left their jobs in exasperation during the pandemic. Some of them, a lot of them were laid off and just couldn't come back. And right now they find themselves disproportionately depending on Social Security, and that's not what Social Security was designed for.
Well, I want to talk about that in a second, but they're also part of a different retirement model in America. Their parents likely worked at the same place their whole lives, received a company pension. You know, in 1960, nearly half the private sector workforce had a pension. There were some laws that changed in the 60s, and more companies closed those defined benefit pension plans, and employees turn to 401ks. Yeah. That's, you know, relies on the stock market, how much you contribute. Sometimes if you're lucky, employers put in. Is that a factor?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's a broad diffusion of responsibility. When you have pensions and you used to have kind of more of a paternalistic workforce, this idea of lifetime employment and everything. Now you come in, you're lucky if you get a briefing or a seminar, you know, in your 20s, in your first job about your 401k. A lot of 20-somethings at the perfect time are not chipping into it. A lot of people were forced to raid their 401ks or their IRAs during this terrible shock of unemployment and poverty and sickness that we saw in 2020 and 2021. And you're kind of out of luck. I mean, the government has Social Security there as an ultimate backstop. But again, you're not supposed to subsist on this. Had you been able to invest this in the market and beat inflation over your adult earnings, that would have been one thing. But this is just supposed to be something that you husband as a kind of a last resort, something that you tap in emergency.
But just in the minute we have, Social Security is announcing an 8.7% cost of living raise for retirees, largest since 1981. It doesn't apply till January. But will that help offset the pain, or will it be offset by inflation?
I think that inflation is just killing everybody. And you know what? Anecdotally, go into a 24-hour Walmart the night that food stamp card benefits recharge. You have a lot of elderly people increasingly just benefit-to-benefit check. They're just waiting. And that just shows you that the benefits are not sufficient for this inflationary environment that elderly people are living in.
Well, and you know the saying, a country, a people will be judged by the way they treat their children and their elderly.
That's right.
It's not looking so good now. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.